Hi, and welcome to the Mom Magazine Podcast, where we talk about everything from pop culture, fashion, and everything Atlanta. I'm the editor-in-chief and your host today, Amani Sams. The government has been shut down for a record-breaking 22 days. This is the largest shutdown in history, and it's all over a wall that's supposed to keep people out. All this money could be going to something useful, such as, teachers' pay raise? Do you agree? But Trump has decided to use the money to build a wall that people can potentially just climb over and enter the United States anyway. Since the government is shut down, over 800,000 federal workers are not getting paid. Yesterday was supposed to be payday. People have bills to pay, mortgages are due, people have to eat, you gotta pay gas, but don't fear, because one of Atlanta's greats, Egypt Sherrod, which you all may remember from HGTV's Property Virgins, and she was also on the radio on V103 a couple of years back, she announced that she would pay furlough government employees' bills, and this is what she had to say.
Watching the news, woke up this morning still thinking about all the families affected by this government shutdown. It's real. People worried about how to pay their rent. 78% of the country is already living check to check. My Uber driver in Dallas, Texas yesterday was telling me he drives the Uber during the day. Now his wife is driving at night because they're both government workers and they've been furloughed. They're worried about how they're going to provide for their family, how they're going to, buy food for their kids, pay for their education. This is real for so many families. And it just made me say, what can I do? What can we do? Here's what I want you to do. If you're a government worker affected by the shutdown, I'm going to pay someone's bill every week until the government opens. So email me, egypt@egyptsherrodrealestate.com. And I challenge any celebrity, athlete, entertainer, anybody who can just do something to do the same and pass it on. I didn't get any sleep last night. I think I had about 3 hours, went to sleep.
Listen. This is great. Someone needs to give this woman an award, okay? Not only is she doing this, but she's pregnant too on top of that, okay? So she definitely deserves an award. And make sure if you're a furloughed government employee, make sure you do reach out to her, because that is awesome. Hopefully other celebs will catch on to that bandwagon. After 51 years in prison, sex trafficking victim Centoya Brown has finally been granted clemency from Tennessee's Governor Bill Haslam, and she is expected to be released August 7th. In a statement released by her lawyers, Brown thanked Governor Haslam, stating, "For your act of mercy and giving me a second chance, I will do everything I can to justify your faith in me. With God's help, I am committed to living the rest of my life helping others, especially young people. My hope is to help other young girls avoid ending up where I have been." And guys, I'm so happy to see her being released. This was a story that weighed really heavy on everyone's heart, especially mine. Could you imagine being in prison for 51 years? I couldn't. Especially if it wasn't your fault. Whose fault is it? Is it the victim's fault that she is being sex trafficked? Did she decide to murder the man? That was her only way out. But I'm looking forward to a lot of great things from her after she's released. Let's talk about Sin Santana. And if you don't know who Sin Santana is, I urge you to look her up on Instagram. She's very active on Twitter. She is a young Latina starlet that is known for her role on Love & Hip Hop New York. And I love her. I love her. But she definitely got herself into some hot water this week. An old podcast interview with Angela Yee resurfaced, and she made comments about black guys and Spanish girls dating, and she mentioned the N-word, and people didn't like that. And here is what she had to say.
Cherry on top of the sundae.
Right.
Maybe he already fucked up a couple times, mm-hmm. and she was like, "You know what? I'm done with this shit."
Yeah. If you are feeling yourself,
they've broken up before. Right?
Oh my God! Hallelujah
get it
to that.
Over with.
Thank you.
No, no.
Thank you. Mark Anthony is just
Come
like
on,
everything.
That's the Puerto Rican dream.
No, he's married now. No.
They were perfect.
I need J-Lo with Diddy.
Sorry,
you dug too far in the
Nah, I love them. I
I just love black guys and Spanish
Listen,
girls together.
After that, she went to the club. She was like, I'm done. Yeah, she's like, no, I'm not about this life.
J-Lo and Mark Anthony, they go together. They do. You know what I mean? It's like a Puerto Rican fantasy.
Yeah, he's married, though. He has a gorgeous wife, too.
He always, before J-Lo, he was with another Miss Universe. Mark Anthony. He stayed with a Miss Universe. Yeah.
He's not playing no
he's
games.
He's a salsa king. Like, women worship him.
I know.
Like us, she and I.
Y'all can keep the Puerto Rican man. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good on a Puerto Rican man too.
What does that mean, Sin?
I do black guys all day.
I
did the Spanish thing. Doesn't work out for me. I'm good.
Why? What's wrong with guys that are Hispanic?
I don't know. I think they're too emotional.
You don't think black
they're very overly possessive, Mina.
They are. The Puerto Ricans? Oh, my God. Why are you breathing so hard?
Nah,
I don't have time for that. I don't have time for them fucking Puerto Ricans.
Like, why he got black so close to you in that picture?
Black guys can be possessive, too.
Like,
yeah, but
they're controlling.
They
no, Hispanic men are very possessive, though.
Ridiculous. Hispanic men are way more possessive. And black guys cater to us Spanish girls, especially. Like, they... You know what? Let me not even get into it.
Uh-oh, she's going to get herself in trouble now. The black girls,
Nah, I didn't mean it like that, but, you know, black girls going to take it personal.
They'll be like,
I'm good. I'm done with the poppies.
So that podcast interview was done in 2016, and Sin came back on Twitter, and she was talking to her fans. She had, like, a big open discussion, and I respect her for that because most celebrities would just... have a statement released by their publicist like, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, but you know, she had an open discussion on Twitter. She apologized and she stated, I want to be very clear on where I stand. I've never bashed a black woman in my life, never have I ever, and I never will. If I've offended anyone, I do indeed apologize. I use the word especially in a way that changed the context of what I was trying to say. I am not here to attack. And so, people openly talked about being Afro-Latina and dating a black man and, you know, the stigma in the communities. So that was a great discussion because I actually went on her Twitter page and just kind of scrolled and I read everything and it was like a great discussion. She was open about it. She wasn't like ashamed and she didn't like argue, curse people out. So I think that that was like a good way to squash that. And I'm also really happy for her because she's getting married. Her and Joe are officially engaged and their wedding will be the 2 out of 3. From Love & Hip Hop, because recently Kimbella and Joel Santana got married like last week. This week. And so then Sin and Joe, and then next we have Erica Mena and Safari. So we'll see how that goes. So the Surviving R. Kelly documentary finished airing last week and it received 2.1 million views. And reportedly R. Kelly is having panic attacks. Which he definitely should, because he is definitely going to jail.
I don't see nothing wrong.
No, you cannot see him just
with a little prison time, baby.
Nope.
I don't see
And that was Jessie Wu from Love & Hip Hop Miami. Go check her out on Instagram. That's where we got that little snippet from. But yeah, he's definitely going to jail. The district attorney's office in Fulton County, Georgia, took notice of the victims during Lifetime's documentary, and the district attorney hasn't commented but has received a massive amount of calls. And a Chicago prosecutor has asked alleged victims to come forward following the explosive series and threatened to shut down his studio. So they're going to go in the studio, they're going to get all this evidence, and you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to have a trial soon. And it's also been reported and rumored that his little sex cult captives, they're going to flee to Africa. They're all going to flee to Africa, and they're just going to live an amazing sex cult polygamy life. These people need help, you guys. This is not, like, this is a for real cry for help. This is really sad. And even Ayanna Van Zant said that she would not help R. Kelly. And I don't know about you. I don't know if you watched that show. But I watch that show religiously. She tries to help everybody, okay? She even tried to help DMX. It didn't work, but she tried. But if she says no to R. Kelly, like, this is really bad, okay? And that's not what I'm mad about. What I'm mad about is that people are now saying, hey, we need a Michael Jackson documentary. What about Michael Jackson? This has absolutely nothing to do with Michael Jackson, okay? First of all, Michael Jackson is not here anymore. He's not here. He's not here to defend himself, okay? He has passed away and gone, and he needs to, you know, stay where he's at. But this is what Neo had to say. Neo caught up with TMZ earlier, and this is what he had to say.
Jackson that's coming out that the estate is pissed off about. Should we mute Michael Jackson because of the allegations? Because R. Kelly hasn't been, you know, proven of anything in court yet, right? So
there were no videotapes of Michael Jackson peeing on little girls or little boys. There was no undeniable proof that Michael Jackson did any of that stuff. Actually, a lot of the people that came forward and said that he did that stuff came forward after he died and said that it didn't really happen, that they were just trying to get some money. So with that being said, no, I don't think we should mute Michael Jackson because it was still an accusation with Michael Jackson. We got proof that R. Kelly was doing what he's doing, and we got proof that he's been doing it for years.
You know, there's another documentary about Michael.
So that's that. And I really hope they leave Michael Jackson alone because this is R. Kelly's time. These little girls need to get out of this sex cult dungeon slave thing and they need to come home. So that concludes our podcast today. If you love this episode, please make sure you subscribe and give us a great rating, a thumbs up, give us some claps. For more news like this, make sure to follow us on Instagram at AmonMag, that's AMAN underscore mag, and on Twitter at AmonMagazine1, the number one. So I'll see you guys next Saturday with some more news, celebrity gossip, everything Atlanta, and even maybe some fashion. So I am Amani Sam signing off.